Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on Nun Dalet. We're just going to go back for a minute to do the last story, because we're right in the middle of it, really. So we'll just go back and do the last one. The last one is Shaul Philosophus Echod S. Rabbi Gamliel, which is the second wide line. Shaul Philosophus Echod S. Rabbi Gamliel. Second wide line. Siv B'Tarasna, it says in your Torah, Keshem Elokecha Eish Ochluhu, Kel Kana, Hashem your God is a jealous God. B'Nema Miskana Ba Vodeh Ve Miskana Ba. Why is he only angry at the worshippers? Why is he angry at the idol itself? So, Emshal L'cha Mashal L'mata V'dom. You know what that's like? L'melech Basa V'dom, it's like a king. Shailo Ben Echad, he had one son. V'osu Ben, and that son, Ha'y Magadalo is a Kelev, he had a dog. The son had a dog, a pet dog. And he named the dog after his father. And whenever he would swear, Amar, he would say, I swear by the life of Abba, my dog. Dad, he called his dog Dad. When the king found out about that, Amikos, who does he get angry at? Ala ben, who koes? Ola kelev, who koes? Don't get angry at the dog. Haviomer, ala ben, who koes? Doesn't get angry at the idol. Amalo kelev ata koresa. So the guy said back, you call him your dog? You call him us dogs? Balo yesh bo mamish. There's mamish to this. Tavod zara. Amalo marois. What do you see that? What do you see? Amalo pamachas. One time, nafal deleka beirenu. The city, there was a fire. V'nisrefa kol ir kula. And the whole city burnt down. V'osa beis avodas kochav. That temple didn't burn down. Amalo, emshel chalmash lamad avadam. You know what that's like? Melech pas avadam, shesarchal of Medina, the one town rebelled. Okishu ose melchama imai chayim, who ose? Oh, mesim who ose? So when the king does battle, does he go fight the cemetery? No, he only fights the live people, not the dead people. Therefore, haviomer imai chayim who ose? Therefore, he left your temple alone. Your temple's like a cemetery, a dead place. It'll bother you. Amale, kelevat dekariasa, mesat dekariasa. You're calling us dead, you're calling us a dog, im kain, you have denum in olam. So why didn't Hashem just get rid of it? So amalo, il udavash ein olam tzarech lo, thank you. If it was something the world doesn't need, haya ovdin, hare hu batla. If it's something the world didn't need, you're right, Hashem would have done that. Hare, hein ovdin l'chama, l'levana, l'kochavim, l'mazalos, they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, l'afikim, the springs, l'ga'oyos, and the valleys, Yoved Olam Minashotim, I should get rid of them because of these fools. V'chein Omer, and it says, Esof Asaf Kol Me'al Pneho Adama Noam Hashem. Right? It's the Pasuk at Tefanya. Esof Adam Ubehema Asaf Ov Hashemayim Udige Hayam V'hamachshalos Es HaRishoyim. Right? All this is to V'chid Me'ma HaRishoyim Nechshalom Behem Yovdom Mina Olam. The people that worship this and fall and get led astray should be lost from the world. V'lo la'adam hein ovdin. V'lo la'adam hein ovdin. V'yichrati es ha'adam me'al pnei ha'adama. Right? What does that mean? No, this took him here. What does it mean? Nechash harashayim nechshalom behem. Right? That since people sin by them, they should be destroyed. They should, right? Does he even worship people? What? What does it mean, v'halo?
He's asking a question. Just because the wicked people stumble, should we get rid of all these wicked people?
I say. So, okay. Okay. Okay, next. Shala Grifas Sar Tzva Sabah Gamliel.
His argument is the same thing.
That what?
Yeah, you want to get rid of all the idols. Hashem should get rid of the idols. Anything that rebels against Hashem is useless.
Right.
He said, so we have a bunch of wicked people who rebel against Hashem.
We should get rid of all the wicked people. Right. Okay, so we're not going to do that.
Of course not.
Right, okay. Next. Shala Grifas Sar Tzva Sabah Gamliel. Ksibet Arashem, it says in your Torah, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eich Ochlahu Kel Kana. Hashem is a jealous God. Klumis kane elachacham b'chacham v'gibor v'gibor v'asher b'asher. So aren't you only jealous in someone that's competing with you? Right? So like, for example, I mean, some baseball player. He's only jealous. He's not jealous of some little league 7-year-old kid. He's jealous of the other player. So Hashem is jealous of these idols? If they're so nothing, why is Hashem jealous? The competition? You're only jealous when there's competition. A competition, what are you jealous for? I'll give you the following mashal. A guy has a wife, and he brings another wife into the house. He marries a second wife, which people did that. Mutter, people did that. So, chashuva mimena ein miskanaba. If you bring in some queen of some country or something, so the first wife says, look who he brought in. I'm going to be, you know, listen, I mean, she's a special... Chusa mimena miskanaba. You bring in some lowlife. Dwight's like, what's wrong with me? You have to bring in this one? Hey, you bring in the Queen of England, I understand. You bring in some hush of a woman. This we brought in to compete with me? That's how you look at it. That's what Hashem says. You find something that competes with me, I understand. That's what you bow down to an idol? What kind of competition is that? I don't understand. Right? Such a good word, no? Amalei zunin l'Rabbi Akiva. What? Such a good word. Amalei zunin l'Rabbi Akiva. Zunin says to Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says zunin was a... Rashi says anything? Yeah, Zuna was a Jew. Others say he was not a Jew. Rashi says he was a Jew. Anyway, Libe v'lim chiyadeya, me and you know Rabbi Akiva, we both know, Avodas Chacham les be mamasha. Avodas Chacham is nothing. You can't bow down to a piece of rock or a piece of wood and it's going to do things. We know it's ridiculous. V'hachachazinan de gavri de ozli. This is one of the hardest gemaras we're ever going to learn. V'hachazinan, but we see, Gavri de Ozli be ki mizbari, va'asu ki mitzmadi. A guy goes into the temple when he's sick, and he comes out when he's healthy. So if so nothing, how come these things work by them? How come they get healed? How come they get healed? How could that be? Ki mitzmadi, my timer, why is that? So amalo, emshalachal mashal ma'adar v'doma. I'll tell you what it's like. You ready for this? La'adam ne'mon. You have an Adam Neman, we'll call him A. You have an A, Shehaya Be'ir, he's in the city. V'chol b'nei Iro, ha'yimak p'idin etzlo shalo be'edim. He was so trustworthy that people would lend him money without edim. They would lend him money without edim. He was so trustworthy. But Adam Echad, there was one guy, v'hikbid lo be'edim, and he would only lend him stuff with edim. We'll call him B. Right? One day B said, you know what, I don't trust this guy, I want him. Everyone else trusted him. Fine. Pamachas, one time, shachach, be forgot, v'hifkid etzlo shlo be'edim. And he gave him something without edim. He forgot to get the edim. So, amrulo ishto, so A's wife says, you know, this guy B is the only one who didn't trust us. He's the only one who didn't trust you. And he forgot to give the edim, so let's not return it. Let's not return it, let's show him a lot. We'll show him something, let's not return it. So, but amrulo ishto, bo v'nich berenu. Let's deny it. When he asks for it back, we'll deny it. After all, there's no edim. So, Amalah. So he says back to her, Yuchiv Neisha Shota Zeb. This is idiot. Asa Shaloka Hogan. He didn't trust me. The whole town trusted me. He didn't trust me. Therefore, Anu Nevad Esamunosenu. Therefore, we shall lose our reputation for him? For this guy? So what's the Nimshal? What's the Nimshal? Why did people go to the temple and they get healed by the fake gods? So, Af. Kach, Yisurin. So someone's visited with a sickness or something. Bishah, Shemeshagrin Osan Ala Adam. At the time when Hashem says, you know what, this guy's got to have this tzara. So he gives him the tzara. Mashbiin Oso, but Hashem swears, Shelo Telchu El B'Yom Ploni. It'll begin on Yom Ploni. Velo Teitzu, and when's it going to leave? B'Yom Ploni, Bishah Plonis, Valyadei Ploni, Valyadei Sam Ploni. Right? It's going to end, whenever it's going to end. Now, the Masha asks, why does it say that it's going to start on Yom Ploni, but it's going to end on Yom Ploni at the exact hour, through which doctor, through which Ploni, and which Psalm is going to, you know, those details. When it starts, there's no details, but when it ends, there's all the details. You hear that question of the Masha? Tell me what you think of this answer. I'll read it in Hebrew, because I'm not sure I understand it. But I thought it was a good question. Then I read the answer. I was like, what's he saying? What's the Mashal saying? Because it's like this. Shebetchilas ha-Yisurim. When the Yisurim begin, Ein Adam Margish. A person doesn't feel Be'ezeh sha ba'olav. When did this tragedy start? Sometimes that's true, sometimes that's not true. Sometimes that's just not true. You know exactly when it started. Sometimes you're right. All of a sudden, where did this come from? It is true some of the time. Not all the time. Right? You don't know when it came. All of a sudden, here it is. Where did this come from? V'im v'gam enam bom ayedisam o adam. It doesn't happen. No, nothing else caused it to happen. Ella mi'atzmam migzeres shemayim. Hashem said, this is going to happen to this person. There's no sam, there's no other plony. It just happened. When did it happen? You can't put your finger on it. Sometimes you can't. So, rak, besof ha'yisurim, at the end, kishaholchim in Adam, when they leave, margishu be'ezah shaholchim, everyone, mi ripo, who the doctor was, al'ezah sam, what the medicine was, every detail we have at the end. At the beginning, you don't always have, the reason I had a kasha is because sometimes you do have the details in the beginning. You know exactly when it started. We all know that. Not always, sometimes not, right? Okay. Anyway, kiven shehigiyah zman lotzeis, once Hashem decreed that the tragedy, that tzara is ending, the sickness is ending, it happens to be coincidentally, it's when this guy went to the temple, so why should I not make it end then? Just because that foolish idols, he went the same time it's going to end, why should I violate my shvua for this idiot? Just like the guy, why should I lie for the idiot? I was such a trustworthy person. Now for this one person didn't like me, I shall lie? So too, says Hashem, it's supposed to end now. Happens to me, it's when the guy was in the hospital. So I shouldn't make him healed? What's the difference if it's a hospital, or it's a church, or it's a mosque, or it's a Buddhist temple? What's the difference? It's time to end. So the guy happened to be in the temple at the time? That's not going to stop me. What do you think of that answer?
I don't see the answer.
You don't see the answer? So she gives man lotzeis halach zel beit avodas kochavim amru yisurin dinu shelo neite v'chozin v'omrim. Right, the yisurim should leave. Now you want to tell me they shouldn't leave? The yisurim shouldn't leave. Why shouldn't they leave? Because the people will think that the temple did it. Chozin v'chiv neish shot zeh osa shelo kohogen anu nevat shivuaseinu. But I should violate my oath because otherwise people are going to say that the temple healed him. I'm not doing that. Says Hashem, I'm not doing that. What do you think of that answer?
I don't think it's a comparison. First of all,
it's not a comparison.
I don't think it's a comparison. Number two, it seems like some miraculous recovery. Like he couldn't walk, and then now he can walk. It seems like the temple, unnatural healing. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Know? So that's not actually this time to get better.
And listen, there are stories like that. There are stories like that that I can't answer. I can't make them make sense. These people go to these shrines and they get healed. Like they're making it up? It's fraud? Not everyone is fraud. Can't be. 100% of them are fraud. It's not true. These women, people were blind and they were lame. And all of a sudden, these things happened. Were they faking they were blind?
I don't know.
A little bit. It's far-fetched. What? You think it's far-fetched?
I think
logical.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It falls on a rubric of coincidence.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
Because there is no consistency in that.
That's what the Gemara...
There's a consistency in that. Say something.
What do you mean?
Everybody goes inside there that Dwayne Rose and starts walking.
Right, it doesn't happen to everybody. It only happens when it happens. It's in the newspaper.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't happen all the time, right? Most of the time, it doesn't happen. Once in a blue moon, it happens.
That's when it goes in the newspaper. Again,
it's not replicable. That's the problem.
Right. So, but that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara is answering what Mr. G said. It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
So it's a coincidence.
If you substitute, let's say... the fake medicine that people believe in.
Right. No. If you substitute being lame and blind to having the flu,
right.
it makes much more sense.
Yeah.
Right. Because those things are really not normal to happen. And the flu, okay, so everyone gets better. Most right. people get better. Right. Okay. So coincidentally, it was when he was over there. And by the way, if you replace the temple for a hospital, then it also makes sense, right? When the hospital, they got better. So we also believe it's from Hashem. Happens to be, he's in the hospital.
Yeah, but it's not about the Zohar. This is just...
What?
The shlicham of God. No.
So,
you can tell me that you go to a hospital.
Yeah.
And they're using medicines and you're using sound practices. That's one thing. Here it's making it sound like
right.
you're going to a thing, you're praying to an idol, and you're all of a sudden getting better.
Right, yeah. Right.
Faith
right.
Right. Starts walking. Well, you couldn't walk this whole way.
Exactly. You can't make it
right. 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 So as I said, it's a very difficult Gemara. Right? Very difficult Gemara. So, the Gemara doesn't assume, like what you're saying, Mati, that they're all psychological, it's all baloney. The Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara doesn't assume that, because the Gemara says the guy got better. So why did he get better? It's a coincidence. That's what the Gemara assumes.
Exactly.
I know we don't believe in coincidence.
No?
We don't believe in coincidence.
So you want to call it a Hashgacha Pratis? It's the same thing.
Right.
He was supposed to get better then.
Right.
Anyway, okay, I don't have, that's all I can tell you.
The flu makes sense, but like some guy is
So the Marsha, it's another question. The question is that we say in Rosh Hashanah with tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, ma'avir and esrar hagzeira. I Hashem made a shvuah. So what's the difference if he changes the shvuah because of you davening, or he changes it because of the idol? So how could tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah ever change the gzeira when Hashem made an oath the gzeira is going
to
last for whatever it is?
Yeah, but to
how could that be?
You understand any of that?
So how could that be?
No. You
what? Have, yeah, one at a time.
To himself.
To whom did he make an oath?
Hashem, to himself.
Yeah, but that's not...
He doesn't violate his oath.
That's not like a person makes an oath.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
But it is. Hashem doesn't break his oath. He made an oath. When you're going to daven, he'll change his mind. How does that work? Yeah, what's the answer?
There's no answer, because you have people who... all those things, they don't get better. You have
right.
Do nothing and get better.
I don't
know how any of this works.
That's why it says, tefillah, tzedakah, if you're mispalel, you get better.
That's not true.
If you're mispalel, you change your gezerah. Okay. What are you talking about?
You're
mispalel, the gezerah goes away.
And we know people who don't get better.
There is people who don't get better but the gezerah, but the
no, so the Marsha says like this, there's no question that tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah can change gzera. No question about
right.
it. When Hashem decides yes and not, that's not up to us. We don't know the answer
exactly.
to that. But there's no question that he can. You made a shuva. So built into the shuva is that you can get rid of the shuva by davening and talking about tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. That's built into every shuva, every gzera that it can get bottled. Why some yes and some not? We have to wait for 120 for that.
Otherwise, you're wasting your time in Yom Kippur.
Not just Yom Kippur. I mean, what about
your
the healing groups when people are sick?
Yeah.
Your jobs, is that
not the question?
But what for? If you know that it's definitely not going to happen because it doesn't change his mind, then what are you doubting for?
Because that's your job to do it.
So the Mashal says like this. So one second. So if the Gzeirah can change, for tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, which we believe it can, so why can't it change? Why can't it change his mind when he goes to the temple?
Because that's a tifla.
Exactly. So the answer is, because Hashem's not changing his time for a Rasha.
Yeah.
Who didn't daven on Yom Kippur. What did he do? He went to the temple. He didn't daven. So that's for sure not going to happen. So what's the answer? The answer is it's a coincidence.
Right.
Right? That's what you have to say. Rav Yochanan, back to the Gemara. That's what Rav Yochanan said. It says, this is a pasuk in Devarim. V'chalim royim v'ne'emanim. Royim b'shlichusan, they're bad when they're sent, v'ne'emanim b'shavuasan, but they're trustworthy when they're going to end, when Hashem makes the shavua. Amalei Rava barav Yitzchak lev Yehuda, de'eh ha'ikah beis avodas kuchavim ba'asrin, there was once a avodazar in our town, de'chiyitzchach alma lamatra, when they needed rain, when it was a drought, me'schazi lehu b'chalma, somebody had a dream, one of the priests had a dream, ve'amal lehu shichtu li gavra, they have to shecht somebody. V'asu v'aisi mitra, and then it'll rain. So shachti le gavra v'asi mitra. They put out human sacrifices and attack a rain. So amalei hashta iha v'shechivna lo amru l'chiha milsa. The amar Rav. If I would have died, I would have known this vart that Rav said. My dechiv asher chalak Hashem elokecha osam l'chala amim malamed shechlikan b'dvarim. Hashem does these things. Kidei l'tardan min ha'olam. To make these people get punished for not listening to Hashem. Hashem gives a tease. Hashem will make a dream. Somebody have a dream. Then it'll come, to fulfill the dream, and it'll come true. They say, look at this. This idol works. No, it doesn't work. What is that? It's a tease. V'ayinu d'gamer shlokesh. Ma'i d'chziv im l'leitim hu yalitz. Ula aniyim ula navim yitim chen. Bolatame, Poskinbo, Polatayer, Mitsayanoso. You want to do bad, the opportunities are waiting for you. You want to do good, they're also waiting for you. Okay. Now, the next Mishnah starts. There's nothing more I can say.
It's even more if they, you make an effort.
Correct. Hashem helps you. Hashem lets you go. Hashem lets you do whatever you want to do.
Right.
You want to go down a bad path? The opportunities are there. You want to go down a good path? Believe it or not, the opportunities will be there.
Right.
Even more so. Okay. The next Mishnah talks about the beginning of the topic of Yayin Esach, which is a very long topic, which is going to go into the next parak. As a matter of fact, the Tiferes Yisrael says, so why on earth did Yehuda Nasi put it in this parak, when the whole next parak is about Yayin Esach? Why did he put it here? So he answers, because we don't want to end the parak with the stupid arguments of these stupid philosophers. That was what the last Mishnah was. They asked Rabbi Gamliel, how come? We want to end the parak like that. We want to end the parak on halachas, on Jewish things, on gracious stupidity. So therefore, it's a Mishnayis. But Levi said stupid things that they have to say. We don't want to end the parak like that. So you start off, in the wrong parak, early, we start off with the halachas of Yayin Esach. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. Yeah.
He's saying voodoo works according to this, maybe.
According to this, maybe it does work, yes. Well, there's no question that this Koach HaTuma works. No question about that. Why did Hashem give Koach HaTuma? Because, so the Yaakov Kamenetsky says, to balance out Koach HaNisim. Right? Because if everyone saw Moshe Rabbeinu turn a stick into a snake, that's very impressive. Where's the Bechira now? The answer is, power can also do that. They can also do it. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky said. There's no Koach HaTuma today, so there's no Nisim today. Okay. Next. So I have a picture here like this. If everyone can see this picture. You see this big bowl with a guy standing in it? Mm-hmm. This is called the Gat. Okay? This is called the Gat Elyona. This is where they would press on the grapes with their feet. Press on the grapes with their feet and make it into liquid. It would go through this pipe. This little pipe here, called the tzinar. And then, from the tzinar, it would go into what was called the bar. And from the bar, they would then transfer it into barrels, and then they would go sell it in the store. Okay? Three things. Gat, the pipe, and the bar. The gat's the big thing they would trample in, going through the pipe, into the bar.
Yeah, but what is the age, in the bar or in the...
I don't know. We don't need to know that.
No, barrel. I'm saying, but it doesn't happen
barrel
all night.
What? We don't need to know that. So first the Mishnah starts off very simple. Lokin gat be'uta min ha'ov de kochavim. You're allowed to buy, right? One second. What's the, there's also something called the tapuach. What is that? There was a picture of that. What? No, it means a mound. It means a mound. That's what he says, that the spot on the Mizbeach where the ashes was called a tapuach. Because tapuach means anything round. Doesn't mean apple. It means an apple in modern Hebrew. It meant anything round. So there was another picture of it. I forgot that. Oh man, where was that picture? Okay. Lochin gat be'uta min ha'ovdei kochavim. You're allowed to buy this upper gat. Buta means to kick. It's what they used to trample on. The gat they used to trample on. You could buy it from an ovi kochavim. Afal pi, even though shehu notel biyado v'nosein l'tapuach. Even though the guy would use his hand to transfer some of the wine from here to someplace else, to the tapuach, which is some kind of mound. Even though he would touch it with his hand. Rashi says, in the Rashi of v'nosein l'tapuach, asifas gal ha'anovim, the gathering of all these pile of grapes, shetachas akora, under the beam, kori tapuach. That's called a tapuach, ubalaz shak, the kasavar tanadi don, lo have a yayin esech ad shiyerid labar. It's not yayin esech until it goes into the bar. While you're trampling it, there's no such thing as yayin esech. So even if a guy touched it with his hand and put it in your cup or put it in somewhere else, it's not yayin esech. Why not? There's no yayin esech at this early stage. So therefore, you can buy a gat from a goy, or
are we talking about the? Oskar seems to suggest it's the actual contents. You're calling it the gat itself.
So it's both. It's both.
There's no.
No issue. There's no issue. There's no yayin esach. It's no different than the apple juice. No different. It's not yayin esach.
Like crushed apple.
It's all it is crushed grapes. It's all it is. Again, lochin gat ba'utam and ovik achavim afal pishu notel v'nosin biyadol v'nosin l'tapuach. Yeah. Even though he's going to put it somewhere. Even though he touched it. That's the point. Even though he touched it. Ve'ena osa yayin nesech. It doesn't become yayin nesech ad sheyered labar. Until it goes into that bar. That's when it becomes yayin. Then it's a problem. Yered labar. If it goes down into the bar, Masha bebar aser, what's in the bar is aser, vashar mutter, and the rest of it is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's not yayin nesech. It's not. It's still. What does it mean? The rest of it. What?
It's not yayin.
It's not yayin. We'll get to what that means. Vashar mutter. So Rashi says, Masha bebar aser, what is in the bar is aser. Im nagabo over kochavim acharkach. If the guy touches it, it's only usher if the guy touches it. If the guy doesn't touch it, it's not usher. If the guy touches it, it's usher. Okay. Yeah. So the Rishash asks. We had a Gemara not that long ago. It was in Daf 10 days ago on Daf Mem Hei. On Daf Lamed Vav, that we had a Gemara that the Chachamim authored the wine of a Goy because we don't want you hanging around with Goyim. Has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. This is the Avodah Zarah issues. So what did the Mishnah say? If the Goy touches it, it's Avodah Zarah. We learned 20 days ago, nothing to do with that. Or not only to do with that, we don't want you hanging around Goyim. So you don't, exactly, so what's going on here? So we don't want to hang around Goyim. Don't drink wine with them. Don't drink their wine. Stay away from them. Stay away from Goyim, right? So what's going on? So which one is it? Is it both? Is it a combination? So the Rashash says...
This stage, you can't get your shaker once the bed was closed.
What?
Because this stage doesn't have any... can't get drunk. So you're not doing it for the
the great hanging out. Or can be
hanging out with the Goyim. Stop me and doesn't do anything here.
So you're saying really you shouldn't hang out with Goyim even if it's not a Vodazara issue.
Things. Yayin Nesach.
Right, which is a Vodazara. Right.
And Stav Yenim is wine. Nothing to do with Goyim.
Right, so this is neither of those.
Correct.
This is neither of them. Because you can't do anything, right? Even though at this stage it could be Yayin Nesach, if the guy touches it, you're not allowed to drink it.
Correct.
But it's nothing to do with fraternizing because no one drinks this, really. Okay. Fine. Now, so Vashar mutter, and the rest of it is mutter. Look at Tosvos, the second to last Tosvos. Let me read it. Vashar mutter, pirish, af bishtia. You can even drink it. Kipirish akuntris, like Rashi says. Avol harav rishaya shemaya pirish mutter bahana. No, you can't drink this. It's only mutter bahana. Why? They don't ask the yayin esek lesser ana at yored labar. Avol bishtia mi aser. But to drink it, of course you can't drink it. That's interesting also, Mati. Yeah. You can't drink it. It's a machlok, it's Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? Now, says the next line of the Mishnah, Dorchin in ma ove kochavim begat. If you have a big gat, and the guy hires you to trample the grapes with him, you have very good feet, and he needs you to trample the grapes, you can go work for him. Why? Because up there, there's no yayin esech. The Gemara is against Ay, but it flows into the gat, flows into the bar, so you're causing yayin esef. So Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, V'lo amrinan his mistake b'isuri hanohu. We don't say you're getting paid for doing averas. Not true. Why? Dafilu b'shtia, even drinking sever haitana d'shari, as Rashi says. You can even drink this. Calls man shol yared labar, as long as it doesn't go down into the bar. Tosa said you can't drink it. Tosa said you can sell it, you can't drink it. Rashi said you can even drink it. Umishum, now listen to this one. Umishum gorim tuma leka. What about, you're causing tuma in Eretz Yisrael, even on chulin. Why? Because everything a goy touches becomes tame. So you're causing tuma. Says Rashi, leka. There's not an issue about that either. Shemisha, shedarach, bahen, ha'ovikochavim, ma'at, nitmu. Once the goy touches, it becomes tame anyway. So the fact that you're there, you're not. If you wouldn't be there, it would still become tame. Why would it still become tame? Because the goy's going to be there. So you're not causing tumah. Anyway, it's going to happen. All you're doing is getting a salary. So you're not doing anything wrong. Causing tumah. You're not causing any tumah. He's causing the tumah. Mishum misayaya yidei of the avera leka. There's no misayaya of the avodas avera either. Sheover kachav mulon stav al kach. A goy is not allowed. There's no itzer in the goy making wine. There's no itzer. Right? Even though he's not allowed to do over the avodas avera, but the wine itself, just because he touched it, there's no issue. There's no issues. You can go get a job. If you see a job on Craigslist to go stomp in the vat, you can go take that job. Okay? However, says the Mishnah, Avalo Botsunimo. But you can't harvest grapes with a goy in Israel. The goy says, come harvest the grapes with me. And that you can't do. Why not? So Rashi says, it's a little counterintuitive, the trample you could do with him, but the harvesting, which is a previous stage, that you can't do. It's a little bit hard to understand. So Rashi says, Lafisha Nostin begat Tamea, because now, when I put them in the gat, I make them Tame, the Gorim Tuma, who, and I caused the Tuma. Why didn't I cause the tumah when it was already in the vat? Because no, so the goy did it. Why is it different here? She nisinasan lagat. When I put it into the gat, these are regular grapes. Then we're going to trample on them. When I put them into the gat, l'shem dricha, to trample on them, drichasan tamasan. Trampling on them makes them tame. V'kodim hadricha, but before that, vade lo makabli tumah, the stomach lohokshu, because the stomach they didn't get wet. So the only time they get wet, you trample them. So once they're already in the gat, I'm allowed to come work there. Why? Because the minute the guy tramples, he's going to make a tummy.
Right.
But they're in the field. So when the guy says, calls me up, hey, Menachem, do me a favor, go harvest my grapes. I can't do that. Because I'm going to be causing tumah.
Why would you want?
Yes, I will. Because when they get into the gat, then they're going to become tummy.
Then you cause.
So I'm say yeah to that tumah. But once they're in the gat already, it's too late.
But once
so
that
seems
so
to be said, it's a funny thing.
It's still not in that. We just said that if it's in the gat, it's still not yayin nesach. It's still not yayin nesach.
No, it's not yayin nesach. It's not yayin nesach. It's not yayin nesach. It's a tumah issue. Once the grape, once you trample one grape, the liquid oozes out.
Right.
You want that. It make all the grapes tummy. So in there with the god already, it's too late. He didn't do anything wrong. But to go harvest them, to bring in there, you shouldn't do that. It's a funny thing. Yeah. Right? Rashi says, Vada Kaimalon Habotel Lagad Hukshar Hanechad the Hukshar Vadai. Because of us, Ligram Tumma, Lachul, and Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to cause Tumma in Eretz Yisrael. On Chulin even. So therefore, don't harvest them. Once they're harvested already, it's too late. That's what I think it means. Anyway, Yisrael. Yisrael shu osei betuma. If a Jew is tamei shu osei to betuma lo darchin lo darchin he can't trample the grapes for lo boats venimo and he can't harvest avo molichin imo chavios legat umevid imo menagat. But he could transport the barrels. Why? Because it's already tummy. Because the guy already touched it. The barrels, that's not an issue.
Is there any chavios to the gat?
Empty chavios, maybe.
You don't get
it? Now, I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. Now, nachtom, a baker, same thing. Shu ose betuma, the guy's tummy, so he's tummy, so therefore what? Therefore he can't touch dough. So, lo lashin, he can't knead any dough. Velo archinimo, he can't braid and, set the chalas, he can't do that. But once it's done, he can bring the fresh bread to the bakery. Why? Because it's already tummy. The guy already touched it. You can't touch it because you're tummy. The guy's always tummy. So then once it's tummy, you want to be a delivery boy, now you can be a delivery boy. Okay.
Why can you become tummy? You're not tummy.
No, he said you are tummy. You are tummy. You're tummy. Before you were tar, the guy's always tummy.
Right.
So before you were tar, so can I touch the grapes? Yeah. The guy's there also. Okay, so he's making tummy, not you. But now you're already tummy, so the guy says, come help me knead dough. You can't. But, because you're not, he's not going to touch what you touch. But once it's bread already, and he asks you, do me a favor, go bring it to the bakery, why not? I think that's what this all means. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says like this, Yayin, wine, kivan shehischil lihimashech, once it starts to flow, right? Ose yayin nesach. It becomes yayin nesach. Okay? Now,
once it starts to flow, where?
Look at Rashi. Shehitzchali Yimashech, first Rashi in the Gemara. Shehagat Asuya B'midron. The gat has some kind of pipe where it goes from the big gat into the bar. How does that happen? Through a pipe. So once it starts to go through the pipe, Umishah Shu Nimshach Mitzada Elyon Latzada Tachton, Kari Yayin. It's already called Yayin. Now, our Mishnah didn't say that at all. Our Mishnah said the exact opposite. What our Mishnah say?
You can drink it.
Yeah, right? Tanan. Lokin gas bu'uta bin ovde kochavim afal pi shenasam biyadav anasal tapuach. You're allowed to touch this wine. You're allowed to work. You're allowed to buy the god from a goy. Trample, even though the guy touched it. So how could that be? So Amar Huna, no. The Mishnah is talking about begat pekuka umaleya. The upper gat was stuffed up. You put a plug there. There's nothing leaking out. Of course, it's still tar. It's still tahar, not tar. It's not it's kosher. It's no yayinaseh. No issue. Why? Because it's contained. So therefore, nothing's flowing out. Right? Nothing's flowing out. And therefore, it's all contained. The Mishnah's right. I'm saying, Rav Huna says, I'm saying, no, there's not a stuffed up hole. So it's going flowing through. So it's really one big contraption. And therefore, the whole thing is a problem. So he seems to be saying. Okay? Now, then we said, look at the Rashi of Pekuka. It's the second Rashi in the Gemara here. It says, Shepakku Hatzinar. You stuffed up the pipe. Al pi habor, shelo yuchal leirid. No liquids can leave the gat to go down through the pipe into the bottom bar. Nothing happened. Vehei, vehi, haisa, kula, malei anathem. It's all full of grapes. Velo nimshach bo yayin. Nothing flows. Velo zoz nimkomo. It doesn't move from its spot. Ella, b'makom, shenitzchat, shom omeid. Where you squeezed it, that's where it's sitting there. Okay?
And therefore what? So what?
Therefore, it doesn't become Yayin Esech.
Because never went into the pipe.
Rav Huna said, I'm talking about when there's a pipe. So when the pipe is open, and then when you start trampling, what happens? It starts going through the pipe. We're going to see that another person is going to be there with a strainer to make sure that only the wine goes through and not the junk. Right? So or maybe the pipe itself had a strainer. So the point is, once that happens, it's like really one big contraption.
Right.
Then, since it's flowing, it'll asser everything in the upper gat as well. Right? You see the picture? If you have this gat over here, if you plug up the hole, nothing goes through. Right? But if nothing goes through, then all you have in here is not Yayin Esech.
Right.
If you plug up, if you open the hole, so now we're going to have a question.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. So what do you see? Pouring connects.
Right.
Right? Pouring connects. So Tashma. Ve'en os Yayin Esech ha'chirin legat. But it says the preferish in the Mishnah that the only time you have the Yayin Esech is when it goes into the bottom. Mm-hmm. Same thing over there. It was stuffed up. He stuffed it up. So that's why our Mishnah says that. Tashma. Yerid labar masha babar aser vashar mutar. What are you talking about? It says in the Mishnah that it goes into the bar. The bar is aser. The rest of it's mutar. What did Rav Huna say? None of it's mutar. How could Rav Huna say that? Is it mamash against the Mishnah? Amar Rav Huna, lo kasha, tana kasha. Kan Mishnah Rishona, kan Mishnah Achrona. The Mishnah changed its mind. The Mishnah originally said that it's not a problem, and then changed its mind to hold like me. The Tanya, because you learned. Be Rishona, ha ya omrim, be bedvar mamurim. When do we... I'm sorry. Be Rishona, ha ya omrim. In the beginning we said, badad. What's badad? Badad stands for botzer, which means to harvest, dorech, and dorech. Two dorechs. What does that mean? We used to say like this. In boats, in the words of Chavim Bagat. Don't harvest any grapes to put into the gat. Why? Sha'asa ligram tumma l'chulan sh'meret Yisrael. Because they're allowed to cause tumma in Eretz Yisrael. Very simple. V'ein dorechin in Yisrael sh'osa perosa b'tumma. You can't even trample with a guy because you're going to cause tumma. Which the Mishnah said you could do that. You can't help an Avera. Aval, Dorchim and Ovi Gachav and Begat, but you can trample with him in the Gat. Why? Because that's not Yayin Esach yet. Velochai Shina L'Rav Huna. At that early stage, when Achoshish Rav Huna. That was, there's a flow. V'chazru L'Oma, then we said no. But Dabad, we change it now. What Dabad? Ein Dorchim and Ovi Gachav and Begat. You can't trample with a guy in the Gat. Why not? Because Because Rav Huna's vart. The ain botrin im Yisrael sh'ose perosa betuma. And you can't harvest grapes from a guy because you're causing tumah to exist. Right? The kolsh gain she darken, she ain't darken. And you for sure can't trip with him. Avol botrin, avol chavim begat. But you can do a different kind of harvesting. Shemutu ligrom tumah shel chulin shebaret Yisrael. Because he holds, there's no ether to cause tumah of chulin in Eretz Yisrael. So to go to the field, you could do it. But once you're here, his problems. So what do you see? Now the Gemara is going to continue that maybe that you hold when there's a flow, that the whole thing becomes usher because of a flow. So if it's flowing from the upper through the pipe to the lower, the whole thing is one big usher. So we're going to answer that tomorrow. Not easy stuff over here. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.